How to enter a room with presence and control. In pet-assisted chaplaincy, the first few seconds of a visit matter more than many people realize. Before you say much, before the person fully relaxes, before the interaction really begins, the tone is already being set. That is why learning how to enter a room with presence and control is such an important skill. A good ministry entry is calm. It is not rushed. It is not noisy. It is not scattered. It does not make the person adjust to you more than necessary. The goal is to enter in a way that protects dignity, keeps the animal under guidance, and lets the person feel safe rather than surprised. That begins before the door even opens. You should already be composed. Your leash, carrier, or handling setup should be orderly. Your own body language should be steady. Your voice should be calm. And your expectations for the animal should already be clear. If you are anxious, hurried, apologetic, overly cheerful, or disorganized, the animal often feels that too. Then the entry becomes less stable. When you first enter, do not let the animal rush the room. That is one of the most common mistakes. A lot of people think a happy, eager greeting creates warmth. Sometimes it does. But in ministry settings, especially with older adults, recovering people, children, or emotionally fragile individuals, too much energy too soon can feel intrusive. A better pattern is simple. Enter calmly. Pause. Let the room breathe. Let the person see you. Let the animal remain near you. Then begin the interaction in an orderly way. That pause matters. It communicates that you are not forcing the moment. It gives the person freedom. It lets you read what is happening before you move forward. Then come introductions. You may briefly introduce the animal, but do not make the whole entry about the animal. The point is not, here is my wonderful pet. The point is, I am here to serve, and this animal is with me as part of that visit. That difference in tone matters. As you begin, watch the person carefully. Are they smiling but uncertain? Are they eager? Are they tired? Are they moving slowly? Are they overstimulated already? Your entry should adapt to the person, not force the person to adapt to your plan. And keep the animal within structure. Do not let sniffing take over the room. Do not let greeting become crowding. Do not let leash movement become distracting. The better the entry, the easier it is to preserve calm all the way through the visit. A controlled entry also protects the ministry from awkward recovery work. If the first moments are chaotic, you may spend the rest of the encounter trying to rebuild peace. If the first moments are steady, the visit often develops more naturally. There is also a spiritual lesson here. The way a chaplain enters a room says something about the kind of care being offered. A calm entry says, I am here with respect. I am not here to perform. I am not here to take over. I am here with thoughtful presence. That is exactly what pet-assisted chaplaincy needs. So do not treat entry like a small detail. It is one of the first acts of ministry in the visit. When you enter with presence and control, you help the person feel that care is possible, that order is present, and that this encounter may be safe enough for trust. That is a strong beginning.